32 is a business cooperative that makes it easier for business owners to have the life that they dreamed of when they first started their businesses. Members access a suite of high quality services to assist them with all things business. The planning, advertising, marketing, training, networking, branding, and of course their public voice. One of these services is District 32 Radio. Welcome, I'm Jackie Campbell, and I hope you're ready to listen and learn as another one of our fabulous members shares their stories with you. Well, as small business owners, there's always just that little bit of investment concern, and we're worried about risk, and we're worried about how we share that around, and we just tend to have a bit of a worry that we're going to work really, really hard as a small business and have nothing to show for it in 10, 15 years' time. Now, I've met a person today who has got lots of solutions to this. He is definitely the guru when it comes to property, making it into a powerhouse for your future and sharing that risk. Today, I am joined by Garth Davies from Property Powerhouse. Garth, you've got the solutions to our dreams.
Yeah, really excited and always happy to help people steer them in the right direction with some low risk, good investments in the residential property space around Australia.
Fantastic. Now, property, it's one of those things which my dad told me many, many years ago. Property is always a sound investment, not necessarily a short-term investment, but certainly a sound investment. And I went, yeah, but who wants to buy a house? He goes, Jacqueline, show me somewhere they're making more land, and I will show you somewhere where the property prices won't gradually increase with time. Is that still fair in today's market?
Very much so. And an important thing with residential property, and especially in Australia, is to understand that it works in cycles. So as the weather works in cycles, also in business, we know that there are times when we're booming in business and there's times when we're quiet. Same thing happens with property. Mm-hmm. And the capital cities around Australia work at different times. And that's also really interesting. So we always almost counter cycle with Sydney. So right. As soon as Perth starts to turn up, Sydney's cooling off. As soon as Perth's starting to cool off, Sydney's moving up. So those are important things to know. Even people that may have been holding properties in Perth for the last few, 5 to 10 years, might not have seen that capital growth, but that's part of the cycle.
Okay, so investing in property is not your ubiquitous get-rich scheme. I mean, we hear of people who buy properties at $3 and do this rapid turnaround. It's all the trend, isn't it, in TV these days? Those was it buy and flip or flip and profit or whatever those shows are called. Yeah. So that's not what this is about.
No, not with Property Powerhouse strategy. So like anything in investments, it's your risk versus return. So okay. If people want to make money quickly, well, maybe they should go to the horses or go to the casino, but it's very, very high risk. With property investing, we like a low risk buy in the capital cities, buy and hold a minimum of a 15-year holding period. So when we're discussing with clients or anyone interested in property, this is a long-term game, but it's low risk. Okay. So if you prepare to hold for 15 years, you're going to do well.
Right. Now, you said properties. That seems to infer that you're suggesting I buy more than one house, so not just the one I'm living in. Is that right?
Look, to buy one investment property is going to help you with a long-term wealth goal and help you maybe minimize some taxes along the way. But the reality is that one property is not going to cut the mustard. Mm-hmm. For most people, you're going to need to build up a portfolio of properties. And that's our real strength here at Property Powerhouse, is that we research the properties nationally, and we know what's going on in the different capital cities, in mm-hmm. the different suburbs. And you do need to build up a portfolio to manage that risk, because you don't want to have all your eggs in the one basket like with investing.
Well, you could buy a whole street in Butler, for example. Yeah. Perhaps not a good idea?
Yeah, when things are great, you're going to be patting yourself on the back how wonderful you are. And when the market does go through that traditional cycle of a low turn, you're going to really wonder what you did and why you did that and why you didn't get advice to minimize risk.
Right. And is that why you were saying when we first started that that the Perth and the Sydney are opposite cycles? Is that an important thing for people to understand?
It's very important to know it, because also with our expertise, we want to try and tell them the steps ahead. Like in all of us, we're experts in the things we do every single day of our lives.
Right.
And this is what I do. And we kind of know what's over the hill. So if you're running up a hill, first time, you have no idea if there's another hill behind that, or if it's a nice, you're going to be running downhill, you're going to be running uphill again. And yep. we know those steps because we walk in them ourselves, we're running those steps, and we can say to you, look, when you get to the top of the hill, you need to pace yourself because there's another hill. Or push it up the hill, push hard, because you're going to have a nice, easy run when you get down the other side of that.
Or is that the view at the top's worth it?
That's
get
it.
Get to the top, have a look at that view, go, yeah, you know,
get a
what?
Glass of champagne, enjoy all the hard work.
And then go, you know what, it was actually worth that. Yeah. Now, I'm looking through your property listings here, and you've got everything from, you know, what I would call top-end properties. So that maybe that third or fourth, we've managed to index off things. We're in, this is our fourth or fifth maybe property that's in that sort of million plus sort of range. But you've also got some, what I would call an entry, you know, some really reasonable first buy properties. Is that a deliberate or just happens to be an accident on your listings today?
No, it's really important because different properties are going to suit different individuals. And it's about trying to match the property to the individual's requirements. And what you may start with your first property might be very different property to the fifth property that you buy. It's all to do with how much cash flow you can inject into the property. Do you want it to be negatively geared because you have a tax problem, you're paying a lot of tax? Is it because it now your fifth property, that cash flow is important and the property cannot be negatively geared? So then we can go and identify some cash flow positive opportunities where we can maybe get a dual income property with two rents coming in, or a different type of dwelling to balance your portfolio. Okay. So we're trying to, the philosophy behind Property Pass is that we're buying properties for capital growth over time.
Okay.
But we need as investors to understand cash flow so that we can prime them. If interest rates go up, will you, you know, be prepared for holding costs of X? So you need to be, because property is it's tangible, but it's illiquid. So we can't just say tomorrow, okay, we're selling the property and we sell it and get the money tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's a process.
It's not like
fast
quick shares.
Yeah.
Okay, so you talked about negatively gearing and positively gearing. What exactly do you mean by that?
We have laws and tax laws and tax rules in this country that that enable us to claim depreciation. Now, depreciation is basically broken up into two parts. One is the dwelling depreciation, the other is the internal depreciation. Mm-hmm. So with new dwellings, there's a very significant advantage for depreciation. So if somebody is paying a lot of tax and their financial planner has advised them, look, you're paying a lot of tax, or your accountant's advised you're paying a lot of tax, let's look to legally minimize that. There are certain properties that would get you a better end result as far as tax and cash flow, and that would be taking care using the depreciation and holding costs to negatively gear.
So effectively, you've got an investment that is costing you money, so you don't have to pay less. You don't have to pay as much tax. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yeah. So the different properties are going to give you a different tax result, and they're going to give you a different income result.
Okay.
So if your situation is where potentially that you don't have strong cash flow, depending on the individual circumstances, you're probably not looking for a property that's negative cash flow or negatively geared,
mm-hmm.
because that's going to probably defeat what you're trying to do.
Right.
And that way you'd probably end up getting yourself into a pickle, and nobody wants that.
No, because of course, if we're building an asset for growth and in future security, then having to continually empty your wallet into it isn't really what you need to do.
No, absolutely. And we're looking to hold this property and portfolio long term. So it needs to be balanced. It needs to be low risk. It needs to be balanced. You need to have the properties in different areas so that if your circumstances change, you have the opportunity to potentially offload a property
mm-hmm.
when the market is a good time to sell.
Right.
For example, for those of us that are sitting here in Perth, we know that the property market has been very tough here. And if you were sitting with six properties in Butler, like you said, and there's nothing wrong with Butler, but if we had all our properties in one suburb and you had to offload now, mm-hmm. it's a buyer's market here, and it's you're probably not going to get a fantastic result. Whereas if you were offloading a property in Melbourne or Sydney, you've probably got great equity, and once you sell out, you'd be able to create some cash.
Fantastic. Yep. And I guess, because there's two parts to having a property investment property, isn't there? Not only do you actually need to have the property, but you need to have somebody living in it to actually give you the rent. And I was talking with some real estate agents the other day, and they were saying the number of vacant properties in Perth at the moment is really high. So if you are in a low growth area and it's not very good from a rental appreciation point of view, you've essentially got an asset that's super negatively geared because you won't be having that income off it.
And that's all part of the benefits of using Property Pass, is that with our research, we are identifying areas where tenants want to live. And what do those tenants in those areas actually want? Mm. Are they looking for a four-bedroom home? Are they looking for a one-bedroom apartment? Are they looking for a furnished apartment? Are they looking for unfurnished? Will there be families? If they're families, are there schools close by? Are there parks? Are there recreational areas? So we've got to be very mindful of that for the clients, that the properties that we pass our criteria are actually going to be, one, valued well, secondly, going to be rented well, and keeping vacancies to a minimum. And on the back of that, what I'd like to say also is that we try and create like the circle of safety, where we do have preferred property managers mm-hmm. that we know are really geared up and understand how to manage for investors and interstate or international investors.
Fantastic.
Also accountants, the advice they're giving is for property investors and potentially with a national portfolio. Same with the finance brokers, because what the Bureau of Statistics will show is that 90% of property investors buy one property and stop there. Now, the reason they stop is because they didn't have all the knowledge before they started. So normally what happens is they've bought the wrong property, or they've got the wrong structure, or the wrong finance, or they couldn't tenant it, or they try to manage it themselves. So there's a whole property investing is actually simple, but it's not easy.
Mm.
And that's where our strength is, to try and help people identify where they need help and to have this trusted group around them.
Okay, so Property Powerhouse, obviously your byline is wealth through property. And that's what you're actually about. It's about building an investment piece as opposed to helping someone buy a house like a real estate agent may.
Yeah, and that's it. It's a completely different thing. So we're not buying for emotions. We're buying here for wealth. We've got to make sure that the property is well researched, and that it's well built, and that it's going to appreciate in value, and it's going to be able to be rented. But not just to sell the property and walk away. We want to be there for long-term support mm-hmm. because stuff's going to happen. A tenant's going to leave at some point, and it's like, not to freak out. Don't worry. And we'll be advising, tenants are going to leave at some point, after 6 months or 12 months, 18 months. And this is what you do. And this is the person that we will be referring you to.
Brilliant.
And different stuff's going to happen. Some point, you're going to need repairs and maintenance. Don't freak out. It's like a car. You know, the car runs out of petrol. You've got to put petrol in. The windscreen wipers, after a few years, are going to need replacing. Mm. Same thing with a property. It's like you've got someone in living there. It's going to be some wear and tear. But we preempt them to say, look, these things are going to happen. So just factor it in.
It's part of the journey,
yeah.
Guys.
You didn't buy the ugly duckling. This is every property's, you know, every car is going to need windscreen wipers. Every car is going to maybe need some new carpeting in, you know, 10 years or 15 years or something.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Fantastic. Now, another bo peep at your property list. I noticed that some of your properties have got SMSF approved next to them. Is that, are we talking self-managed super funds here?
Yes. So self-managed super funds. So again, for people that have got funds in their super fund, and through their financial planners and that, decide that they want to self-manage that. So they go and get the structures set up correctly. And again, please go and use the right licensed people to get advice on this. Understand the costs involved of setting up the self-managed super fund and the ongoing costs, but it can create a fantastic vehicle to build wealth in a protected shell of the self-managed super fund. And there's opportunities to buy commercial properties. If you had a business that was operating out of an office or a warehouse, there's opportunities for you to buy that premises, or else through a residential property that would fit your bill there. Again, you're going to need to speak to some experts,
obviously,
and we can point you in the right direction about the structure. Only some banks will lend to that. And again, with property, not all properties are going to be self-managed super fund approved.
Okay, so what is there a few key things which make a property self-managed super fund approved or not? I mean, it would make complete sense. This is not my area of expertise. I'm not too bad as far as a chatterbox goes, and I'm not too bad as far as indoor air quality goes. But when it comes to investing, if I want to put it in my super fund, I was interesting talking to again a lawyer this morning who works in wills and assets, and she was saying that so many times that she gets to a point where they've got a deceased estate and the properties are tangled, especially farms, are tangled so far down in what they thought was a good idea at the time that they actually can't get them out to gift them to whomever. So after speaking with her this morning and then you this afternoon, I'm thinking, this is just not what I know. So with you, with your advice, so Property Powerhouse, with its effectively its business partners or its strategic partners, can give you that sort of advice?
Absolutely. So I'm really glad that you
brought
that
guess.
Up. So don't guess. So the last thing you're going to be doing in the whole equation is that we identify the property.
Yep.
So we've got to go right the way back to the beginning, and that's part of all the education sessions we do. And we do property investing education sessions around the country. And what we want to do is to people to understand, all right, the general concepts, get comfortable around, okay, what property can do, but then go back to step one, which is to sit with the accountant and work out, are we buying this property in our names?
Mm.
Okay. And if we buy these properties in our names, what's going to make it maybe tax effective and also like will effective?
Mm.
So if one of the partners is earning the money and the other one's at home, they might not buy the property 50-50, they might buy it unbalanced, maybe 99-1 or 95-5.
Okay.
But that also then implements things now that you need to have a will, because as soon as it's not 50-50, this affects everything after we go to heaven and we leave behind this asset that is not easily going to be placed.
Well,
so
that's the two things which are certain, isn't it? And by the sounds of things, your strategy can help with one, but not the other. Maybe death, you can't stop them dying, but you can certainly make things better. And the taxes, again, so
yes.
There you go.
And we can help them plan. But yes, that structuring through starting with the accountant, are they buying it in the self-managed super fund? Are they buying it in a PTY? Are they going to buy it in a trust? And then after that, they go through and see the financial planner or the finance broker to see, okay, what's your borrowing capacity?
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we're actually talking property, we know the price that you can afford, the price you're comfortable to pay, what kind of cash flow that property needs, and then we go to the market and we try and research and present some properties for you to make a choice on.
So you're matching effectively the individual and their circumstances
to the property
which is appropriate,
yes. Yeah.
Which meets their investment requirements, not necessarily the fact that it's that really cute little house on the hill and it's right near where I grew up and isn't it lovely and I really like the tree in the front garden.
Absolutely. And you know, we'll sometimes have investors saying, well, look, we're going to buy that property because, you know, in 10 years time we might move into it. And I'd say to him, stop right there. Right, you got to look at these two completely separate things. A property you're going to live in, it must be, that's a fully emotional decision. Where the kids are going to sleep, where the dog's going to play, where the goldfish are going to go. But when it comes to investment, that's a very much different scenario. That's numbers driven. It's result driven as opposed to like experience and emotional. So you've got to put on a completely different cap. And our role is to try and help them that. We're a third party in the sense that we don't know about necessarily where the kids like to sleep in the house or that they like to do this in this room. And so we can be very abstract about it and say, right, look at this property as a widget. This is a property that we want to grow in value and that you're going to hold for 15 years.
Mm.
All right, so is it really that important whether the front door's this way or that way? Yeah.
So you're telling me that you don't actually look at the feng shui considerations here?
You know, it's amazing. We get some clients that they only want to buy a certain number in a street or in an estate, so they'll say, or, you know, some people they want properties that are orientated north and south or whatever. Some people do look at that feng shui and say, right, well, we want to know which way
the money flows,
yep.
In this particular instance. Yeah.
You know, and some people prefer names over other names just because they have an emotional attachment, so it's interesting.
I must confess, I have a dear friend of mine who's just a little bit bonkers, as you can imagine that, you know, so everybody's got a bonkers friend. She has a property investment portfolio and she has 14 properties. Sorry, yes, she has 14 properties.
Fantastic.
She always intended to have 14 properties. Every single one of her houses is 14 something in the street. It's either unit 14, it's the number of 4, because she decided, she had a dream and the people decided that she talked to someone or other who said, oh yes, and somehow the number 14 resonated with her, so she decided that was her investment strategy. She was going to have 14 houses and they had 14. She's actually got number 14, 14th Street.
Wow.
In somewhere in Tasmania. So, but again, she's shared out her portfolio and she's found that some goes up, some goes down, but she's been able to balance that, as you said, with what's going on here. And her bank, consistently with a single lending institute, they're happy with the way that, and yes. she's working again with someone, she's based yeah. in Tasmania, but she's working again closely with someone like yourself who gets it. And I think that's the important thing here.
Yeah, look, and she's obviously successful, and, you know, people can have, obviously, that they're making the choice at the end of the day. It's not my choice what property they must buy. It's their home, it's their mortgage, it's their tenant, and if it's working for her and it's going to give her the outcomes that she's after, then that's fantastic. And it's great that she's taken the experienced people, because all of us, whatever we're doing something new, we need that mentor, we need that coach, we need that person that's a few steps ahead. Otherwise, we're going to learn from mistakes, and that mistakes can be very expensive when you're talking about $500,000, $600,000 assets.
Well, as business owners, of course, we always learn from mistakes, investors, we learn from mistakes. But I always found it really effective to learn from someone else's mistake.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I don't have to make them all myself, and I'm sure you're the same.
You know, and even, you know, with the investors that we have in the group and myself also, we got up to 11 properties. We're down to 8. I sold 3 off to fund the business, and they were strategic. So we had one in New South Wales. It had good growth. One in Melbourne and one in Brisbane. But the thing is that... you know, is we can share where we've been successful and where we've had some challenges. So not every single property that we've bought has always given us the complete outcome that we've wanted, but that's just part and parcel. But to share, we want to share with people, like, okay, this is where we bought, fantastic decision, fantastic. This is where we could have made a better decision. Mm-hmm. At that time, it felt right, but in hindsight, we want to teach from our mistakes and from the other investors, like, stay away from this type of thing. All the properties we research and recommend are capital city properties for very low risk where the jobs are. Mm. The only one that is not a capital city is Newcastle in New South Wales, but it's a very big city.
The only reason that it's not a capital city is because I've already got Sydney.
That's it.
Again, it's huge. Yeah. So it sounds like the property powerhouse strategy to create, you know, obviously that wealth through property is about sharing that risk. Or identifying what those hazards are, sharing that risk, and making a very educated and very informed decision on what suits you from a long-term investment strategy. Have I got that right?
Absolutely. So it must be low risk, and it must be educated decision-making. So there's never any pressure ever from us here. We run these free educational events, social events. We want investors talking to each other. We want them to feel comfortable to share their journey, share their experiences, but it's about taking careful steps and making sure that we make sure that they've spoken to people in a process. This is all about a process. You speak to this expert first, you know, financial planner, then you speak to the accountant, then et cetera, so that when you get to make your decision, you're making an educated decision about why you're picking property A over property B. Okay, and you know, there's a lot of external factors. You and I are sitting here, can't control what is in the future. We can't control what interest rates will be at next year. We can't control what the economy will be like. What will be the unemployment level? What will be vacancy? There's a lot of things out of our control, and that's why we need to be conservative. And any cash flows that we look at with clients, let's be conservative. Let's build in a buffer for interest rates on the heavy side, so that even if interest rates went up a quarter or half a percent, would you be able to manage those cash flow scenarios? So.
Fantastic. It actually reminds me of one of my favorite sailing analogies, if I may indulge you. And the saying is that I cannot control the wind, but I can control a set of my sails.
Love it.
And it sounds like, from an investment point of view, that, as you say, we can't control the environment, but Property Powerhouse can certainly support us to work out what our strategy is to set those sails and just, well, sail into the future and have that short retirement and that future growth. So you've got a really nice space to be once you've finished all that hard work and it's time to, you know, kick back on the back deck of one of your properties with a glass of wine and watch the kookaburras come in.
There you go. And just knowing the clients also, that at any point in time we're there to help. So it's that ongoing support to phone us, email us, whatever you need, come and see us, because what might seem a big problem to you might just be actually something really simple. We tell you, like, all you got to do, phone the bank, ask them to do this, phone your property manager, tell them to do this. So sometimes they'll say, gosh, is that all I got to do? Yes, that's all you got to do. Yeah. Don't worry about it. because it's just part and parcel of the journey.
Absolutely.
And they might just think, wow, this, you know, what's happened? Is this, you know, going to have to sell the property or going to have to change my property manager? Or so it's all those things, just identifying where something actually is important and where something's just normal, just a little speed hump along the road. Yeah.
Cool. So if obviously people wanted to call you about this or that or anything else, best way to get hold of you?
Yes, always mobile's always on. So
mobile's always on, that's what we like to
get
hear.
Get us on the mobile, 0408-735-949, mm-hmm. or come through us through propertypowerhouse.com.au.
Proudly Australian business, good to know.
There you go, through the website. And even if we can't help somebody, so look, we geared up to help investors, but first home buyers, even really happy to talk to them. So about just again, this process. Don't go and look for the property and then put in an offer and try and scramble around, because the clock starts ticking. You've got 21 days to sort your life out. Mm. Let's make sure that you're talking to a finance broker really early on in the piece. You know, let's make sure you're getting yourself in a position to make a good decision, not an emotional decision. You're making educated financial
decisions. It's an investment.
Yeah.
It's an investment. Yeah. Absolutely. Fantastic. So self-managed super funds, who thought you could put your houses in them? What a great idea. And that shared risk. So if people are looking for that, get hold of you, Garth. We'll pop all your details in the show notes at the bottom. Fantastic. Very important, so people can just do the clicky-clicky thing rather than having to write everything down while they're driving. Excellent. So will we hear from you again?
Yes, and also what we do offer is we offer a free one-hour property investing strategy session. So we've got our office here in Joondalup, but I'm happy to, we're a national company and we've got people on the ground throughout the country. So sit down, have a coffee with us, let's have a chat, let's try and find out what you're trying to do, let's see whether we think we can help you along that journey, and even if you're not quite ready, we can get you talking to the people to help you prepare. So we might sit down and we can work out in your discussions that mentally you're not quite ready for this yet, you need more education, or financially you're not ready, but we put you in touch with a good broker who will help you plan the right steps for 6 months or 12 months, the things you need to do. Do you need to have to pay down one of the credit cards? Do you need to try and earn a little bit more on your payslip to qualify for a loan? Mm. So there's different things you can do that will make the bank look at you differently.
Right. So it sounds like you guys, Property Powerhouse, can help you make a plan.
Absolutely. I'd love to have that coffee. My team would love to have that coffee with you and a chat, obligation free. And we love helping people. And all we want is people to be successful and empower them so that they, if they're empowered, they can go and help other people. You know, help people, help their kids, help their parents, help society, go and sponsor the local team in the community.
Rugby, so, of course.
Always rugby. There you go. But go and find something that you're passionate about and you can give back to. Yep. And property will, if you prepare yourself well and you know that it's a long-term game, property will generally do very well for you.
Okay. And if you want to know what that looks like, guys, jump on the Property Powerhouse website, which is propertypowerhouse.com.au, and you will see several dreams float past, including a beautiful sailing boat, which is where the world should end. Thank you so much, Garth, for your time, and we'll catch up with you hopefully again very soon.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us on District 32 Radio. I hope you found a few pearls of takeaway wisdom in that interview. If you'd like any further information about the interview, about District 32 in general, or to simply rummage through the interview archive, then please feel free to drop by the website, which is district32.com.au, or you can send us an email to info@district32.com.au. Have a terrific rest of your day.